I never talk about it with anyone, much less with Ariana. But I am thinking about my past every day. And I realize that, even though I suffered terribly from my separation from Antonia, I was never truly happy with her. I remember the first time I discovered that she had cheated on me with Frederick. I was only 16. It was a terrible day.
Up to a certain point you were playing well. Then what happened? Are you angry?
I'm going to take a shower.
Scared me.
You have a bruise on your shoulder. Did you fall down the stairs?
No, why?
And one on your neck. You're wearing foundation, but it shows.
It must have happened when I hit the edge of the door.
Don't lie. How many times has this happened in my absence?
Don't use that tone with me, little boy. I am not your girlfriend. It is not to you that I am accountable. I am your brother's woman, in case you don't remember.
How many times?
1, 2, 10. I don't have a good memory for such things.
And maybe right here.
That's enough. I can't stand this third degree any longer. Let me go. Let me go. Yes, right here, on this floor. Now that you know, do you feel better? Have you gone mad?
Go away, Antonia. Get out of my way.
I leave immediately.
Don't touch me, thank you. Soon the seagulls come. After sunset, they always gather on that little island. I think it's going to rain.
Emmanuel, please stop.
How do you do it?
How do I do what?
Don't you ever get confused?
No. Each of you occupies a place of your own in my heart.
What a hospitable heart. It is over, Antonia.
Please, no. Give me some time. I can't do it now. I still need you.
Antonia, you could have avoided that whole scene at the Abbey and told me straight away that you liked being banged by Frederick. I would have understood and left you alone immediately.
You don't believe me, do you?
No, I actually don't believe you. How much time do you want?
As much as you want.
Just one night. This one night.
The whole night?
Yes. But I warn you, no sex. I have a fever.